minute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of
America, the United States of America,
and to the Republic, which is
one nation, under God,
with liberty and justice for all. All right.
Justice for all.
Yeah, we're going to do a roll call, please, Mark. Or no, I'm sorry.
I got it. Mike Alberti, Alberta, I'm sorry.
Here.
Mr. Alberta.
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Carlone.
He's excused.
Mr. Roche.
Here.
Mr. Gray.
Present.
Mancini Wright.
Here.
Sorazetti. Sorazetti. Ms. Patel. Ms. Patel. Ms. Pertoso. Ms. Pertoso. Mr. Santos.
Present.
Ms. Simmons Derby. Ms. Simmons Derby. We only have five.
We need six. We need six for a quorum.
No, you need seven. Seven. It's been seven for about 50 years.
All right, thanks. I'm just asking. All right, different. All right, so we only have five. Well, I thank everyone that took their time to come out. I'm just going to close this meeting.
A couple of minutes. Why don't you give it a couple of minutes?
You want me to text somebody's people or?
6 o'clock. It's 5 right now. Everybody knows the times. But if you want to text them, we have a lot of important stuff here. So give it another 5 minutes if the rest of the people on don't mind.
I don't mind.
Okay.
Gray.
Present.
Miss Mancini Wright.
Here.
Sorazetti. Ms. Sorazetti is no. Miss Patel.
Here.
Tosa is a no. Mr. Santos. Mr. Santos.
Present.
And Miss Simmons Derby.
Yeah, here.
Okay, you've got your seven.
All right, perfect. So number four, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. Mr. Santos, anything?
Yes. I want to see if I can add a 6.0 in order to keep everything organized and shifting everything. I wanted to see if we can put a 6.0, which is just an update on a financial status of the city. We have a couple of questions, and we could talk about it when we get to 6.0.
All right. Anything else?
As if I see no, unless anybody else has any feedback, comments, or thoughts.
All right. Anything else for additions, deletions? Hearing nothing. Can I have a second on that?
I second it, Jennifer.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, cool. All right. Public portion. Anybody from the public would like to speak? Anybody from the public would like to speak? Anybody from the public?
Yes. Good evening. Karen Chemises.
Karen, you can get on there in the first one. Come on, Karen. All right, go for it.
I'm cooking supper. My dog needs his meal.
I know, mine too. I just got him out of the vet. I got to switch his meals.
Yeah, I've gone to hamburger and rice. It's doing much better.
That's what I did, the same thing. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I didn't want to disrupt this. Go ahead.
Sorry, yes. I'm looking tonight at the agenda, and you're doing a math. Many, many, many transfers.
Excuse me. Can you state your name and address, please?
Well, we did. I thought I'd got it in there, but I'll say it again. Karen Chemises, 25 John Street. And I'm raising my voice tonight, I guess, in memory of Joan Williamson. I sat for decades at these meetings, and I watched her with each time there was a transfer. She would always insist that the transfer be made so that the money being taken out of a department be placed in the general fund. And then the general fund would have the money to draw, to place the needed money in the account that was short. It was an extra step that she always suggested, but it worked beautifully because it provided for an easy trail of seeing where all the money was being pulled from and where it was going to. We've lost that step somewhere along the line. And being that you have so many listed this evening, I would suggest that you maybe consider that in the future, or maybe you can modify your motions this evening so that you do that in that fashion to have a clear trail of where the money's coming from and going to. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Anybody else from the public? Anybody else from the public? Third and last call.
Sarah Wadomsky, 95 Academy Hill Road. I have to agree with Ms. Chemises. Just looking at all these transfers in general, I'm not sure how it went previously. Putting it into the general fund sounds like a great way to keep track of where transfers are going to, coming from, et cetera. But in general, wow, this is a lot of transfers. And I'm wondering if there's any backup, other information that the tax board has received to make decisions on these, 36 transfers for the end of the year. I'm looking forward to hearing a status report on the audit, since we have not received that at our Board of Alderwomen meetings. So I'll be very interested to see what is presented tonight. Again, I don't see that there was any sort of status report backup on the site, but I'm may be mistaken. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Anybody else from the public? Anybody else from the public? Third and last call. Hearing none, we're going to move on to number 6, unfinished business. 6.0 was Roberto. That was the financial update me on that. I didn't write it down. Sorry.
Financial status of the city.
Yeah. Nance. What's your specific questions, Roberto? And then Nancy's on here to answer.
Well, yeah. The interest of the city regarding the mapping of the 20.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of your question.
You're really muffled, Roberto.
When mapping and identifying the 23 some odd pages that was sent to us late yesterday, and regarding towards the mapping from the old code numbers to now, there seems to be new account numbers with new balances that does not go with what we approved for the 22-23. And then now we're going into 23-24. You know, the numbers are not jiving with respect to what we finalized and then what's the status right now. According to these numbers, there's a lot of, you know,
original we can't hear you.
No, I didn't mute. I just turned my face with respect to the different original balances and year to date revenues versus
you're breaking up. We need
Mr. Roberto, could you please tell me what report you're looking at?
Because the one that was sent out to us. It's like four pages of the 7/1/2022 and 6/30/2023. Everything on the percent total budget used and original, there's some percentages there and overages. I just wanted to see if we can explain why all that was given to us just late yesterday, and we have not even reviewed them. That's why I'm asking these questions now before we go into any transfers, if anything will be done.
If you can identify which line item you're talking about on which report by the year. Because the original budget on the 2022-23, it was the original budget for revenue. The only one that has a revised budget, which were the transfers that occurred during the course of the fiscal year previously, is the revised budget, which it represents the transfers that were done, the few transfers that were done during the year for budget transfers. The original budget is as was, it was approved for both years, 2021 or 22-23 and 23-24.
The numbers are different though. We can't follow them.
And that's exactly what I'm trying to look at. It's the 48,385,128 was the original budget. The year to date revenues were a little bit above that.
Well, if you look at the report that's stated summary of budget comparison 7/1/2022 through 6/30/2023, that is 23 pages long, and the original budget was 48,385,128, which was our original approved budget. The revised budget is increased by a couple of different items. One of which was increase in the youth grants, which you guys do not approve. The state gave it to us, and we have to increase his grant numbers in the budget regardless. And the other one was a deep AR accounts receivable that was not budgeted for. And that's why the revenue was increased to reflect the fact that the Department of Environmental and something Protection owes us $45,460. The total came to like $120,000 difference or 90. So, I mean, those are the explanations for the difference for the revised. Everything else represents the transfers that were approved. So there was a slight increase in the revised budget because there were extra funds that came in for grants for the youth program and for the DEEP program, which is also a grant. That was the balance of what was owed to us for the settlement for not Turk, but the other one. I, off the top of my head, I don't know the name of the company, but it was one of the things with the field house that we were drawing down for.
I don't think that's the question, Nance. The question is the mapping from the old general ledger numbers to the new. We need to be able to follow what's happening here. And there is no, there's nothing for us to look at. We're blind.
Would you like me to have the next report show you the GEMS numbers that correspond with those numbers? Because I can do that.
Exactly. Yes, the mappings. So I know what the old number was and where that's going now in the new numbers.
Pardon me, but I believe it's kind of self-explanatory because the account titles tell you what it is.
Well, by looking at this, they're not the same.
All right. So Nance, so Jenny... more explanation on that, please.
I can generate future reports and show the GEMS comparison on the account.
Yes, because I asked for that last week. So
I gave you personally a crosswalk table.
Listen. Hang on. All right. So good. So send Jen.
No, I'll send the whole.
Send everybody. The whole tax board.
I'll
follow. Let's continue. We're continuing a meeting right now. All right. Stop, Jen. All right. Continue, Nancy.
No, I'm also curious to find out that everybody in the board member, not just Jen, to receive a copy of those comparison on the GEMS.
The only reason why Jen was the only one that did receive that was because she's the one that sent out a freedom information request. So it was under her email with that. So I gave it to her.
Okay.
I'll be more than glad to give that crosswalk table that we used to you guys as well. But I think in the future, what you Roberta would like to see is the corresponding GEMS account number next to the MIP number, which is fine. I can actually put that in there.
Correct.
I can generate that. That's not an issue.
Correct. And if possible, please, you know, when you send it, to send it to all the board members.
Because it's you requesting it, will go to the entire board.
Thank you.
All right. So.
No, and I have other questions, if I may.
Go for it.
With respect to once we've gotten these numbers in the proper line, is there any still continuing issues with respect to checks bouncing from a certain counts?
We have never bounced a check since I've been here, and I don't recall seeing anything in previous years. Webster Bank did a upgrade on their platform, and when we upgrade, we have what we call a positive pay file that goes to the bank. And when they upgraded it, if they didn't put it in the banking system correctly, it doesn't say, oh, yes, we're going to pay Mark Garfalo $10. And if it doesn't match up, they turn around and call it a refer to maker. And what they do is they send the check back to, say, for instance, Mark, as a refer to maker, which means he has to contact me. It never bounced. We have agreements with all of our banks. Nothing will ever bounce. There's over $17 million in the accounts.
Okay.
All right. And then Roberto.
Yeah.
The first checks they sent was to me to make sure things were going. And, you know, they wanted to make sure it was double checked. So that was one of the checks. So there was nothing ever bounced. So just to clarify. So
the $24,000 to Tracy's garage and the fire watch people and all those people, they're all made whole.
Everything's good because and the money sent to me too as the mayor, Jen. All right. So, yeah, I was like one of the guinea pigs to make sure this new system went good. And it did. And once the double checks are good, I'm very happy that they're double checking everything. So we don't mess up and send money to the wrong places. Go ahead, Nance.
The biggest thing it was not a citywide issue for us. It was a Webster Bank issue with their platform. Once they fixed it, there are no issues. We get a confirmation report every time a batch of checks are issued.
Beautiful. We're all protected. And that's where we are protected. It's a double check on this system.
Correct.
Just out of curiosity, these departments that have been expected to receive these checks or send these checks can be verified through these departments?
Pardon me?
What?
The checks, like you said, that was paid out, like to Tracy's garage. We can contact Tracy's garage just to verify and validate if there's any issues.
They wouldn't be working on our vehicles right now if we didn't.
Okay. All right. No, that's what I wanted to clarify.
Yeah.
Because
I want to make sure and be consistent and persistent with the services that are being provided to the city that they don't have any issues, you know, that
they
need to get.
They don't, Roberta, they don't. And you guys could already. All right, so everything is good.
As a matter of fact,
it's a double check system.
Just a note, once we were made aware of the fact that Tracy's garage had been referred to Maker, we had them come out down within 24 hours and pick up a replacement check.
Good.
It
was also mine too. So there we go.
Yeah, well, we made you pay.
I was getting paid. So it all worked out, sir. You can stop.
Good. Good.
What else? Put that rumor to bed.
No, they all go to the boards for support, and I want to give them the accurate answers, not the runaround. And I appreciate the feedback that I'm getting. So, like that, when the constituents ask us the questions, we want to give them the right answer.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Next, anything else, or can we move to the next one, to 6.1?
And just one more question regarding these departments that don't have a financial person representing those departments. For instance, an actual financial director, tax collector, WPCA collector. Has anything been done regarding any HR to hire and get somebody, or are we just going
to
wait?
We have been trying to get somebody hired. The application, the job postings have been out. Unfortunately, tax collectors underpaid as far as the budget goes. Not something I can do. That's an alderman thing. I can't change that. The positions at WPCA is a wreck. There's nobody down there but a part-time person that has no knowledge. So my staff is going down there to help. So yes, I would love to have somebody get hired for all those positions, but they're not applying.
So this is the time. If anybody on the board that wants to send this out to on top of what we're sending out, please send them to us.
If anybody knows anybody I actually asked Mike Gray if he would apply at one point in time.
Well, we've got somebody in there. Why isn't Renee the tax collector? She's been there for 10 years, manned herself for 3.
That's a human resource question, not me. I'm the deputy finance director. I'm doing all I can to keep my department and the city afloat with a very minimal staff.
Right.
And most of which are new. So that's an HR question. Speak with the people, the woman that's over there, because that's not me.
Well, I don't see the HR, the tax collector or the WPCA posted at all.
Yes, it has been posted. HR put it out there. Next.
It's not.
Well, yes,
maybe
it
you
is.
You want to check into it.
I already did. I talked to her. It's posted. Next, please.
Has it been taken down because nobody has posted, or is it still up there?
That's HR. I'm like Roberto.
Well, you're head of the ship here, Rich. So
I
think you'd be interested in what we have to say.
Because
we're thinking it because people are asking us.
And it is posted. I talked.
I don't know where.
It was posted on CCM. It was posted on at GFOA. It was posted in, I believe, 2 newspapers, if I'm not mistaken. It was posted online for us in our in-house. I would like to actually.
This thing was. Is it on there now?
I'm not looking at that site right now. And that's a question that really should be directed to our human resource director.
Well, and as I said, Rich is the captain of the ship here. So he should know what everybody is thinking and asking.
And
I would think he would appreciate the feedback.
And I talked to her and she said it's on there. All right. So I will double check tomorrow and have them email you, Jen. All right. Or I'll have Catherine email after this meeting. I'll have her email you to make sure everything's on there. Because I know I go in there and talk to her. Next.
For now, that's all the questions I have. Because what's going to happen now is these transfers from certain departments going to another department, tax offices. It's not going to be well accounted for without people actually looking into the finances of these departments. We want to just make sure that they're going to the proper departments and or being processed correctly.
Let me point something out. The only reason why we have to do budget transfers at the end of the year is because the city does not have the power over the department heads to force them to do purchase orders prior to purchasing. So the reason why we have to do all these transfers is because your department heads, which I do not have control over, nor do I have the power to enforce, they turn around and order something, submit an invoice for a purchase order. They've already ordered it. They've already made the city obligated to pay that debt. We are legally obligated to pay what they bought. We need to turn around and change the process on how they do that. And you won't have these transfers at the end of the year. They need to turn around and put a purchase order that has a stamp on it that says, oh, yes, you have the money to pay for that. Now you go buy it. It's a problem that we need to deal with. And then you'll get rid of all these transfers at the end of the year. The only thing that should go over budget without a previous
nothing should go over budget.
Well, you can't stop paying electric. And unfortunately, you're not going to get the electric bill till it comes in. We do anticipate the budget for certain items like that and pre-encumber all of the amount that we have there. So the purchase order is in place. But you don't know if you're going to go over until that last bill comes in and says, oh, Yeah, well, the rates went up and we didn't know that. You know, so those are things like that are acceptable, but this going out to Staples and buying a stapler and then turning around and handing my staff the invoice and asking for a purchase order is incorrect. Mark is probably the only department head that does it the right way. He puts his purchase orders in and then he orders. Yes, Mark, I gave you a heads up on that one. Or kudos.
All right. So can we move on to 6.1 or any more questions?
Go ahead. No, I'm good.
All right. 6.1, MFAT update and status report.
This is really here for two reasons. Number one, the last MFAC meeting was canceled. There are no real updates. Nothing has changed at this point. But it's come to my attention, a lot of people don't understand the difference between tier one and oversight. Oversight is direct OPM control. MFAC is a Municipal Financial Advisory Council. Even though we weren't mandated prior, but tier one does mandate us to attend, we attend it all the time. There really is no change unless we don't make the change. We as the city have to make the directive to take their advice and put it in place, like the internal service funds and doing what they're saying and recommending. There's a staff of people on this MFAC committee that are made up with the state and many different towns that have tremendous advice that we're not taking advantage of. And when we go to the boards, not you guys in particular, but we go to the boards and say, we need an internal service fund or we need to turn around and put a purchasing control in. We're not getting anywhere. So unless we work, all of us, the boat, the Board of Aldermen, and the finance office, and the mayor's office, until we all work together, we're not going to get any better with MFAC. We need to work as a team.
And MFAC, they gave us a lot of good advice that you guys ignored and just went on.
We have not ignored. We have gone, we need approval from the Aldermen on many of the things that they want us to do.
Well, the approval was no for the software change, which caused us a big headache, and you did what you wanted to do. So I think that's an issue. Nobody listened to MFAC then.
They said we needed to change the software. They disagree with our timing. Clarify that one.
Oh, but yes.
Other than that, MFAC is... The next meeting, we'll have a new update. But right now, there is no change from the last one because the last meeting was canceled.
So what about this $3 million deficit? Can somebody shed some light on that?
Yeah, I can clarify that. Previous administration that was doing your budget, I don't know who it was because it was before my time, decided to over-budget for funds we were not going to get from the state. That was to the tune of $1.2 million.
I believe that MFAC said that was in 2018. So
no, it was 2022. That was the 21-22 budget. And then there was an overage of close to $1.8 million in medical, which is something we cannot control. We can't turn around when they reach the budget and say, you can't go to the doctors. However, I think going forward, we should be prudent and a little bit more cautious and take the market. I mean, I've seen the market go between 10 and 20% increase. I'm not seeing that in the trend that you guys do with your budgeting for medical. I think you need to be a little bit more conservative and up the numbers that we get from the insurance adjusters because they're not coming on target.
We get those numbers from you.
Jen, stop.
Jen, I get the numbers from the insurance agent.
Everybody stop, please. Chris Carlone is on board now. I just want everybody to know that. Okay.
The record should reflect that Mr. Carlone came in at 6:34 p.m.
All right, Louise, you got that? All right. So everybody got a breath, so go for it.
Well, and may I just want to correct one thing for the record. It was said that whatever was booked in a previous administration, in government speak, that would mean the previous administration of the previous mayor.
No, you're right. I have to correct that. It wasn't the previous administration. It was the previous person doing the budget, which I'm not sure who did. So I'm not going to put names to that because I wasn't here.
Right, so continue. That explains it. So continue.
Go ahead, Nance.
Are we good with the MFAC now?
We're done with the MFAC.
I'm waiting for an explanation.
She told you about the MFAC.
Well, she's talking about the 1.2 million. They said 3 million.
But we're talking.
We have a way.
1.2 million was overstated budget revenue. The 1.8 was overages in healthcare. I said that before.
And the 1.2 million you were told you weren't going to get, but you budgeted it anyway.
That's what I was told was what
happened. And that was 2018 is what the
I was told it was
officer at MFAC said.
Well,
I was on that meeting too.
All right. And the good thing is that we had a fund balance, which we didn't have previously. So, all right. We're going to continue to 6.2, unless you have anything else on that.
No, I have something else about that. With regard to the status report, when did you get the update? Was just recently on that, Nancy?
On which?
You said the MFAC, they didn't meet, and then right next to it, it says status report. What's the status of it now?
I don't have a status report. That's what I'm telling you. The meeting was canceled. I actually just was going to give information on, in fact, Mark helped me write the top two lines. I did not have a status update report. I'm just updating you on the status of MFAC, that they did cancel the meeting and that we have another one coming up when they schedule it. And once that comes up, I will be glad to forward you guys the information and the minutes on that.
That meeting. Was my next question. You don't have the next date that they're going to schedule this, are you?
I do not yet.
Okay. All right.
So the status is we're still on tier one. Nothing's changed.
Yeah, because we haven't met since they've actually designated us on tier one.
And the going to the 6.2 now, Mr. Mayor.
Yep.
That's really simple. The audit report was submitted to Mark Garfalo today by the John Acavello, and it will be forwarded to you guys via email. If you'd like a hard copy of the 21-22 audit, either contact my office or Mark, and we'll print a copy for you. We do not have bound copies in-house. I was mistaken. I did not realize it was the final audit that came through to my desk, because when I was talking to Mark, it doesn't get posted until the auditor actually sent it to him directly. So he couldn't even post it when I gave it to him. He had to reach out to the auditor to have that sent. So that will be posted and legal notice will be coming shortly. Correct, Mark?
When was it finished? When was it actually finished?
Yeah, hang on. We got a question over to Mark. Can you hold off, please?
Well, go ahead, Mark. Nancy emailed it this morning and then the auditor emailed it today. Every year in the past, the auditor has sent it directly when it was done. So.
I believe it was submitted to the state of Connecticut, OPM, on 6/1/2023, but I could be mistaken. I do not have it in front of me, but there is a cover letter that came with my copy with the state cover saying what data was submitted. I can send that over to you. It will be in the audit report that I actually forward to you anyways, the cover pages to when it was submitted.
And I have
I didn't get the cover sheet. Sorry.
You didn't get the blue. I'll give you a copy. It's in the one I sent you. It's the first page, Mark. It'll say, you know, this OPM confirmation of the submission of the report. It's in blue ink, I believe.
Okay. Nance, if I may.
Yes.
With regard to the, you said the audit ballpark figure around June. That was submitted to OPM, and then the auditor still tries to work on it and finalize it. From June till yesterday, or even today, where is it sitting at, and what is done with it, or you have no idea?
I got the copy forwarded to me by the chief of staff. I needed to fill some state reports out, so it was forwarded to me. I was under the impression it was not final because it hadn't been gone to the town clerks yet. I picked up the phone today and called John Acavello. I said, when's the report going to be finalized? And he goes, it is final. So that's how we got to the point where we are today. Where it's set between then and when I got it, I'm not sure.
So I see what you sent me, Nancy. And it says here that the questionnaire was reviewed with and a copy given to Walter Mayhew on June 1st.
June 1st.
June 1st of 2023, but in the checkoff, it says, did you inform the town, city, or borough clerk that part of section 7394 general statutes, which provide that within 1 week after receiving the audit, he shall cause to be published a legal notice in newspaper having substantial circulation in the municipality that the report is on file in said clerk's office. It's checked off as a yes. And that is,
I did not do that.
Well, and I'm just telling you right now, I did not have it. And the
question, I know you were.
The question was asked publicly about the audit in June by the tax board and in August by the Board of Aldermen, and said it wasn't done. So
yeah, I was not aware that it was the final audit. As I said, I only needed it last week because I had to fill out some reports for the state. And that's when I got it. So as soon as I realized.
You mean the finance office didn't even have it either?
Oh, I did not have it.
Okay.
That's why I picked up the phone and called Mark John Alcavello and to make sure that the final was on its way. And he said, no, that is the final.
What was the cover page that you were saying that he needed the.
The John, when he submits it to the state of Connecticut, fills out a cover page to the state. When he submits it up there, and he gave us a copy of that cover page that was submitted. So I believe he's the one that filled it out. The fact that he did not get it to Mark, it might have been an oversight on his part. I don't think it was intentional.
What was the recommendations too, Nancy, you were talking about?
What recommendations? Which ones?
For on the audit.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Was that what we're waiting for or no?
I thought we were waiting for the management letter, and as I reviewed it, it's in there.
Okay.
Because that's what I was told that we were waiting for, but no, it's in there, and the comments for the findings were in there as well.
But isn't that what you discussed at the MFAP meeting?
That's
in August.
Yeah.
That was the whole point, right? I mean, this is almost sounds comical.
As I said, I did not have a copy of it until a couple of weeks ago when I had to do reports for the state. Once I realized you didn't have it, that's when I picked the phone up and called John Acavella. I probably should have called on June 1st, but I did not.
All right. So that's on 6.22.
Wait, can I just ask a question? This is Sarah. So did nothing changed between the submission on June 1st to the state?
Absolutely
until
not.
The town clerk okay, because
exactly the same.
Okay, I'm really confused as to why it has not been posted. Especially since this, our board too has requested it multiple times.
All right.
And
so Nance, so
there was confusion.
We're gonna get this all down to. So everything's upset with you, Mark.
The bottom line is Mark did not get the copy from the auditor. Once Mark got the copy from the auditor today, he will handle it and post everything, and then we can distribute.
I think because we've asked at multiple meetings with the mayor, with Corporation Council, with the chief of staff, that it would have been, somebody would have looked into it and said, hey, we do have it. It was submitted, especially since, it was gone over at the MFAC meeting. Okay. I'm miffed as to why.
I totally agree with you. It was an oversight. Right. And then.
So, okay. We'll continue on, Nan. So everything is with Mark right now.
Yes. And it should be out to you guys by tomorrow. I just have to make sure that Mark posts it first.
All right, continue.
6.2 was the 2022-23 audit. Just wanted to let you guys know that we are on target to complete by the end of December, which would be the first time in like 3 years if we can actually get it done and get it out on time. And we look like we're in good shape. I still do not have the IBNR numbers for workers' comp or medical, but once those come in, it shouldn't be too bad, but we should be on target to be within budget.
All right. Any other questions on that?
I just don't see how.
I know. Okay, Jen.
Our revenues were better than expected, and our expenditures for 2023 were lower.
Oh, my God.
You want to laugh about anything else, Jen? Are you good?
Oh, it's unbelievable. You have to laugh because it's so ridiculous.
Okay. What's so funny about...
Jen. So we're going on to 6.3, citywide transfers for the year end. 6.3.1, transfer.
Can I just ask one question?
No, you're not on the board.
I know. I'm just wondering if the task board has received any green marks.
Shut her down.
No problem.
Mute her.
Sorry.
Please. I want to get this done. All right.
Okay, you want to get it done.
Would you please mute her? Mute her. All right, thank you.
I make a motion that we postpone. Want to get it done? I make a motion we postpone this.
Postpone what? The meeting?
The transfers, because we don't. We got these yesterday. We have no.
Okay. Do we have a second on this? Do we have a second?
I'd like to say something really quickly, if I may, Mayor.
Go ahead, Mike.
I'm actually going to concur with Jen. I have some strong feelings about the fact that we have 36 transfers that stand before us tonight. We haven't had a meeting in 3 months.
Right.
And we received 54 pages of financial information at 4:18 last night from Mark. I can speak personally that I am wholly unprepared to make informed decisions on any of these transfers this evening. I think we need at least a week to look this over as a group. You know, just hearing tonight, there are so many systemic issues with our finances in town. And I'm not trying to pile on because, you know, there's a lot of that going on and that's not going to get us anywhere. But there's a lot that needs to be fixed. Right. And I do not feel comfortable making these decisions on behalf of our constituents when I'm not even informed on any of this. So,
I'd like
to make a motion that...
Are you going to second it?
I'll second that, yes.
All right. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Would she please repeat the motion so I can put it in writing?
Or postpone all the transfers. All right.
She wants to make a motion to
postpone all the transfers. Jen DeRoche. Mike Gray seconded it. All in favor? They said aye.
Postpone?
Yeah. Aye.
So...
No, you didn't. You need to take the vote, Mayor. Sorry.
I said all in favor. They said aye.
No, actually, you said all in favor, and Louise asked the question.
No, I said all in favor, and I heard people say aye. But go ahead. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So carried. Number 7, adjournment. Anybody?
You make a motion to adjourn, Roberto.
I have a second.
I second it.
Ben, all right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Have a good night.
Night. Night, guys.
Meeting's adjourned at 6:49 p.m.